miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. Well, for this hour we're going to have with us a special guest, I hope, Betty Martini of doorway.com. That's doorway.com or .org. www.dorway. Only one O in the doorway. And you can try either org or com. And Betty is spending her time trying to educate the American people about the dangers of aspartame and MSG, primarily aspartame. Now, what most people find it difficult to believe is that anyone would intentionally want to kill Americans and destroy their lives. But why should we be surprised? I mean, the man who sent our boys over to Iraq, Donald Rumsfeld, did not provide enough troops, did not let the military run the war, insisted on fighting a war on the cheap, and as a result, we've already lost over 3,000 men. We've lost the chance to win this war. It would take a million-man army right now to subdue the country. And Donald Rumsfeld knew what he was doing. He's an extremely intelligent and brilliant individual. And I'll tell you, he's really pretty smart. He's made an awful lot of millions of dollars on this Tamiflu bird flu scam because he was the CEO of the company that developed Tamiflu. And what a wonderful way to get various countries to put out billions of dollars to stockpile a drug which is not going to prevent the epidemic by any manner or means. And certainly the organism soon becomes resistant to it. But back in 1980 and 81, Donald Rumsfeld was the president of J.D. Searle Company, Searle, S-E-A-R-L Company, and he used his political clout to get aspartame legalized. Now, you have to understand that the FDA had, for 15 years, refused to legalize aspartame because, of course, it's a product, although it's sweet. It's a deadly poison. It contains formaldehyde. It breaks down in formaldehyde and methyl alcohol and phenylalanine. And the studies have shown that in animals it produced pathological obesity. It produced diabetes. It produced tumors. It destroyed the brain and upset the neurological system and the endocrine system. And there's a doctor named Olney, O-L-N-E-Y, who had done extensive studies on rats and showed this repeatedly, and he had written to the FDA, and the FDA had actually kept this drug off the market until Donald Rumsfeld, who I consider one of the most evil men in the world today, actually got this thing legalized by twisting arms, not based upon science. He wanted this out there, and he knew what it was going to do. And the man who sent our boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Iraq, but never to win that war, was the man who also got this product legalized. Betty, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, you were just telling me when we did a program this morning about going to Barcelona and meeting a doctor there who had done a lot of studies on this, a scientist. He told you that 200 million people were going to die from NutraSweet throughout the world?
Yes, he did the CROCO study, which shows that the formaldehyde that's converted from the free methyl alcohol embalms living tissue. And even in Dr. Roberts' medical text, there's a page on pre-embalming, and also that it damages DNA. When you damage DNA, you know you can destroy humanity. But he said, just from that standpoint, he says, I went to the authorities because I knew it could kill 200 million people. And I told him, I said, doctor, it's already killed 200 million people. It's been on the market for a quarter of a century.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Betty Martini. We were talking about aspartame, but they're poisoning our children with aspartame. They're poisoning with fluoride. They're poisoning with mercury. And, of course, they're poisoning with the aluminum and the vaccines. And they know, of course, all of these things are unsafe. But then if you go back and you read Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, on page 50, he talks about how the use of diet, injections and injunctions will be able to mold the minds of the children so that, you know, when they grow up, they'll never be able to think independently. I'm paraphrasing what he said, but that's it. I wonder what it's going to be in the diet that they were going to use. I wonder what in the injections they were going to use. Well, Betty, certainly aspartame has a profound impact upon the mind, doesn't it?
Boy, it certainly does. And there's just so many reports out today just showing the effects that what aspartame is doing to the population. There was a study in Greece, bottom line, shows that aspartame causes Alzheimer's, which we've known for years and years, and now they've said that it's gone up 10% in just the last 5 years.
How did they demonstrate it was related to Alzheimer's disease, you know?
I mean, well, everything about aspartame, is the way Dr. Roberts and Dr. Bowen tell me that every metabolite in there, it's just exactly what would cause us. Even memory loss with aspartame is so common that out of 92 symptoms on the FDA report, it is number 9. And since I've been taking the case histories for 15 years, I can tell you, mothers take their kids to school, and they forget to pick them up. They go somewhere. It's unbelievable, the memory loss that's involved. And even some years ago, I got a call from a hospice nurse that says 30-year-old people are being admitted with Alzheimer's. What in the world is causing it? And the big problem is that aspartame knows no age. That's why when Time Life did a front page story on a million children having bipolar, even toddlers, somebody should have thought that bipolar is an adult disease. Nobody ever gets it unless they're in their late 20s or maybe early 30s. Toddlers do not get bipolar disease. And then you have to think of Michael Fox, who got Parkinson's at the age of 30, and aspartame precipitates Parkinson's as well. So you're seeing all these neurodegenerative diseases and problems that prior to the use of aspartame, people got an old age. That's just what Michael Fox says. You know, this is an old man's disease. I'm 30 years old, and that's what's happening with it. So
wasn't Michael Fox actually the spokesman for Pepsi Diet Drink?
Yeah, Diet Pepsi, and he was absolutely, and still is, as far as I know, addicted to it. And the problems and reason I sent out a press release is his arms were swinging around, and I knew that he was taking L-Dopa with his Diet Pepsi, and it interacts big time. That's how I found out about aspartame. Somebody who had Parkinson's who was taking L-Dopa with Diet Coke, and you had to stand away so you wouldn't get hit. And then, of all things, Schwartz Pharmaceutical put out a product called Parcopa and put aspartame in it and refuses to take it out. So, it's such an addictive drug. We had one 21-year-old with Parkinson's disease, and she crawled around on the floor trying to get off of Parcopa, just asking to die because the stuff was so addicting and the problems that she was going through trying to get off of it.
Now, is it addicting because of the aspartame in it?
Well, because methanol is classified as a narcotic, okay, and the free methyl alcohol causes chronic methanol poisoning. That affects the dopamine system of the brain, and that's what causes the addiction.
All right. Now, for our listeners out there, when aspartame or NutraSweet breaks down, it breaks down into formaldehyde. You correct me if I'm wrong. Formaldehyde, methanol, and phenylalanine. Is that right?
Well, yes, and from formaldehyde into formic acid, and the entire molecule breaks down to diketokiperazine, which is a brain tumor agent.
Right.
And as you know, there are attorneys in New York now taking aspartame brain tumor cases in New York and New Jersey.
Well, I just hope that they can get those cases into court, because the one thing is that people who want to poison the American people can't allow them to know. In fact, you were actually down in New Mexico recently trying to actually get legislation passed that would outlaw aspartame in New Mexico. If they'd done it there, where people had been saying, what's wrong with this? They might begin looking into the facts. So basically, what happened when you tried to get that legislation there? There was a big money on the other side, a lot of lobbyists there trying to block legislation to outlaw aspartame in New Mexico?
Well, first of all, I knew that who was going to kill it. You know, they take care of these things in advance. There was Senator Comadena, and he is an OBGYN, and he knows how bad aspartame is and that it causes birth defects, and he warns all his pregnant women off of it. So I thought, well, I'll let him know, even though he's OBGYN, some of the other problems, and send him a 50-page display booklet on aspartame. And when I saw him, I said, Senator, I wanted to make sure you got the Federal Express package. And he said, well, I get so many emails, I don't read them. And I said, Senator, this was a this was a Federal Express package. You would know if you got it. He says, well, I don't always read my mail. I said, Senator, this was a Federal Express package. Did you get it? Finally, he says, well, okay, I got it. And I said, well, okay, talking to Stephen Fox, he's going to kill the bill, which is exactly what he did. I mean, you talked about 3 minutes, at which point he said, I want the bill tabled. Several of them were drinking Diet Coke that were addicted to it, and he was talking about can't do this because of interstate commerce and not have things come into New Mexico. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. I said, aspartame is adulterated. It's the reason that it's against the law, for one thing. Secondly, the law is that you cannot ship for sale an adulterated product. So aspartame violates interstate commerce laws. And at that point, Senator Ortiz-Pino says, but with that, we are not going to say, you know, in other words, that you won't be able to sell it or, you know, consume it in New Mexico, but we will not get into the interstate commerce part of it. He says, we'll table it. But I knew he was going to do it to begin with. It was automatic. And then...
But why was this? Was this because the lobbyists had been putting up a lot of money and putting a lot of pressure on the members of the Senate there to block this legislation?
Oh, they had been working for some time. You wouldn't believe some of the things that they did. The flacks writing letters to the legislature that our doctors had to write and say, you know, that's not true. And then they all of a sudden set up something called the Coalition. And basically, we believe it's Calorie Control Council, since the unregistered lobbyist came in at one time as the Coalition, another time as Calorie Control. And they had this Dr. Gleason write the legislature telling them we need it for diabetics, you know, when in fact aspartame precipitates diabetes. And in the House, they had gotten, obviously, to a chemist. Now, he was a physical chemist, and he certainly didn't know anything about chemistry, you know, because he kept saying, well, you know, these are the building blocks of life, these amino acids. And I said, well, that's what the propaganda is, but these are isolates. Aspartic acid is an excitotoxin, and the phenylalanine is a neurotoxin, and it's 50% of the molecule and floods the brain. And he says, well, we can add the other 18 amino acids. I says, this is connected with by methanol, a severe metabolic poison, a molecule that breaks down to a brain tumor agent. He could not understand. He says, I just want to table it. I actually handed him an entire book on phenylalanine written by Dr. Wortman at MIT on what it does to the brain. And there was nothing you could say. He was there to table that bill, and table that bill he did.
And I think you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's a tremendous amount of money that's involved in this. And
they're
buying and selling
millions.
Legislators, and they're poisoning our people, and they're poisoning our children. And they're recommending this for pregnant women, you know, but it'll do the most harm not only to the woman, but to her unborn child. And why would anybody do things like that? It's not simply for money, although I'm sure that plays a part in it. But there really are people out there who have a different worldview, who believe there are too many children. And as Betty has pointed out, certainly pregnant women can certainly abort their child spontaneously. Or certainly they can actually be born with a deformed child. What was that story you told us this morning about the deformed child?
Oh, yes. The mother was drinking flavored water with aspartame and just all of a sudden says, you know what, I better check this out, know what I'm consuming while I'm pregnant. And she got on the Internet, and, of course, there's Dr. Ellis's testimony before Congress about it causing birth defects and all the articles that have been written by doctors. And so she went and had, you know, the baby tested. And they first thought it was okay. They did some more testing, found out that it was deformed, and so they aborted it, and it just, there were just terrible things done to that baby just from drinking flavored water. And you know, when you think of it, they'll tell you when you're pregnant, you know, don't use alcohol and all this about fetal alcohol syndrome and whatnot. Consider that they are drinking wood alcohol. which is, you know, much worse. You know, you remember during Prohibition how thousands died and went blind on it. And any letter to the FDA on this free methyl alcohol, they will not answer. Dr. Roberts has written them for years. And
yeah, because the last thing they want is the American people to understand that they know they're poisoning the American people. And we need to get the information out. And a lot of the people there know what's going on, but they don't have a voice. That's why I do what I do, and Betty does what she does, to give the good people a voice, to let the other people know what's going on.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibility.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
there. Is this product, this poison, being utilized throughout the world in chewing gum and in products, or is it mostly in the United States?
Oh, it's all over the world, and they admit to 6,000 products, particularly bad in gum, probably the worst product, because as Dr. Roberts wrote his article on absorption, because aspartame is a drug and not an additive, it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva, straight to the brain. And it causes many of the 92 symptoms just by eating gum. We've had reports from all types of things. And as I told you recently, that they've got a new product out called Just Like Sugar, and one that is safe, and they are about to put it in gum, thank goodness, because people not realizing that Wrigley's has changed over, you know, like the FDA list, number two is dizziness, and we've had a couple of people almost run off a cliff by just chewing Wrigley's gum. And so that's very, very serious, and it's just about in every kind of product in your baked goods and your cereal and your coffee and your water. I had a doctor call me from England, and he says, you're not going to believe this, but I found aspartame in my frozen green beans. So you have to be a label reader.
And you have to
make sure that you don't use processed foods, which also have MSG in it, which has a synergistic and additive effect with aspartame.
And, of course, they're putting it in baby food, you know, and this produces pathological obesity. I mean, this is the thing. They're trying to make us think that, you know, it's all the colonel's fault, or it's all McDonald's fault for the pathological obesity or the trans fat. You take aspartame, and of course they put it in diet drinks, and it produces the very obesity that people are taking it to avoid.
And proven by scientific study.
Right. And they knew this long before they put it in. They knew what it would do as far as the mind was concerned. They knew that it produced brain tumors, and there's been a marked increase in brain tumors in children as a direct result of this. And of course, this is all being concealed by the people who control the media. Well, Betty, certainly, you know, as we see this whole incredible story unfolding, do you think more and more people are becoming aware of the dangers of this?
Well, not only are they becoming aware, and of course we're a volunteer force all over the world, and you know, when I got on the internet, there was one anti-aspartame site, and now there are millions. But now it's become a real fight. I don't know if you know what's going on in Philadelphia.
Will you tell us?
The New York Times article writes, makers of artificial sweeteners go to court, so it's in the news so much. And the reason is because they don't like Splenda, you know, saying it's been made from sugar. And I think that it's really a hoot, because neither one of them are. They're actually just sweet poisons. And Splenda, who is being sued, you know, it started out. Sucralose is a molecule of sugar chemically manipulated to surrender three hydroxyl groups, hydrogen and oxygen, and replace them with three chlorine atoms. And natural sugar is a hydrocarbon built around 12 carbon atoms. But when turned into Splenda, it becomes a chlorocarbon in the family of chlorodane, lindane, and DDT. So you're talking about, you know, we call it DDT light. It's liberating free chlorine, again an adulterated product that is illegal. And then you've got aspartame, if anybody knew what it was made out of, because what they do is they genetically engineer the two amino acids and E. coli, and Dr. Deagle in Canada, who's been in the plant, says you got these great big vats of, you know, horrible toxic sludge, and then they press it into a white powder. So we're not talking about sugar here. They're fighting each other to see, you know, because they make billions of dollars on these poisons that they're poisoning the public with, and they're arguing over this issue on sugar, and neither one of them is sugar.
All right. Now, basically, you were going to have those people who make Just Like Sugar give me a call. Will you be sure to do that?
Oh, yes, and I did mention it to them, and This is finally a safe product, and that's exactly what Dr. Blaylock said. He said it's the only one that he can recommend,
yeah,
because
we'll make
it made out of chicory.
We'll make it available to our listeners as soon as we have all the facts on it. Dr. Blaylock apparently has had it analyzed. It's made from orange peels. And so it's completely safe. It doesn't have any of the harmful things in it. We're talking about aspartame, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Betty Martini.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest today is Betty Martini, and certainly her website is doorway.com. That's doorway.com, and let's get the other website as well.
WNHO.net. That does have the aspartame information list on it, so that people that want to keep up to date or victims who need help or detox programs, they can subscribe to that, and then we will answer all their questions, and it's many people on there that will help them.
And of course, this ravages the nervous system. I mean, it can be related to Alzheimer's disease and to Parkinson's and dementia. My understanding is that airline pilots are told not to drink Diet Coke when they're going to be flying. Is that true?
Well, we have an aviation division. And, of course, you know, it's a seizure-triggering drug, and they have grand mal seizures. Our representative that you probably saw in Sweet Remedy was Captain Fred Fox, who got atrial fibrillation from using it, and he gave us the names of six pilots who were heavy users of it that had died on American Airlines, and one of them just blacked out and, and Dad with a Diet Coke in his hand. And we've tried for years to get American to take it off, and they just simply won't do it. They have contracts, and they're just simply not interested in it. And, of course, the people on the planes have problems. Stewardess have problems. They've told me that they've lost babies, that some of the pilots have gotten aspartame brain tumors. I mean, there's just a whole list. And Dr. Blaylock wrote a paper for us, The Pilot Alert, and also goes into sudden death from it up in that atmosphere and how it depletes insulin from the brain, and then they go into hypoglycemia and then into seizure. So we have quite a package to explain what happens to pilots using this.
And, of course, isn't there some relationship to the heart as well? Doesn't this have an effect on the heart?
Yes, and that's Dr. Blaylock also wrote the Athlete Alert because aspartame causes an irregular heart rhythm, and then it interacts with all drugs and, of course, interacts with cardiac medication. Then it damages the cardiac conduction system and causes sudden death. And that's why today you can buy defibrillators, you know, right over the counter. It used to be unheard of wherever you go, in the airport, on the planes, they have defibrillators because they've got about 7 minutes to live. And as Dr. Blaylock explains this, and the paper is on WNHO, is that the like athletes, they run and they become depleted in magnesium. And that's why he tells all victims to always use magnesium, because that's what's protecting the brain and the heart from excitotoxins. And aspartic acid is 40% of aspartame is an excitotoxin that stimulates neurons of the brain to death. And everything has been proven. You know, the manufacturers, when they do studies in foreign countries, so they don't have to publish them and they think nobody knows. But, for instance, some of the earlier studies done in six countries, and we have an affidavit from the translator, is they actually sacrificed people in poor villages. And it within 18 months, they developed brain tumors. Some of them had seizures. It showed that it hardens the synovial fluids, and that's why people suffer so badly with joint pain. And the translator said it just turned the brain to mush, and it destroys the central nervous system. And, of course, you know, it triggers MS, just big time, MS and lupus. But so these studies have been done. Some of the people died. You know, they were not given the true facts.
Well, of course, the thing is that the people who are behind this and the people in our government know it, but they see there's too many people in the world, and the people out there are using up all these natural resources that belong to the elite. And if there weren't so many people out there using up the natural resources, they'd be sustainable. And so we've got to get rid of them some way, but, you know, how do you do that? War, that's not that effective. And plagues, well, they're sort of hard to get, although we've got a couple of plagues that we've had, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot more in the not-too-distant future. But, of course, by the use of aspartame and mercury and fluoride and the aluminum and the other things in the vaccines, why we are, and then outlawing DDT. That was a very clever thing. Now they're saying, oh, shucks, we just made a mistake. DDT isn't so bad. I guess we can start spraying it in the rooms again after killing 100 million people over the last 33 years. If you're out there in the listening audience and you disagree, or you would like to ask Betty Martini a question, and believe me, she knows more about this than I ever will. Our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. So, well, Betty, certainly it's exciting to know there are more and more people at least beginning to question, and if we could, of course, I would hope that some of the people, some of the pregnant women who have deformed children would begin bringing class action suits against the people who are producing this and covering up the information. I think the fact that they, you know, send their lobbyists to various states to prevent legislation from getting passed and prevent the other side from being heard and bribe the legislators. And believe me, I'm sure that money goes under the table or maybe over the top of the table. You know, we just like you, Senator. You're such a smart man, and here's a certain amount of money for your campaign, and I really appreciate your vote.
Well, you know, look at what happened in the Falkland Islands. Now, here's a man. His wife had an aspartame brain tumor. his daughter, from the time she was born, started using aspartame and had seizures for 18 years until he just one day happened to get on the internet and saw it was a seizure-triggering drug and caused brain tumors, and he got his daughter and his wife off, and his daughter has never had another seizure since and said that she'd had one every night of her life. And so he just got tired of trying to get it banned in the Falklands and sit down and wrote a letter to every single citizen in the Falklands, and now nobody will buy it. It rots on the shelves. But people are doing so many different things to try to get it banned in different countries, and Indonesia wants it out, and it's just a constant thing. And the problem is that the manufacturers are willing to spend millions in opposition to you, and the reason is they know that if aspartame is taken off the market and it has caused so many different plagues that people are going to wake up, well, as they did here in Atlanta when hundreds of thousands of these magazines were given out from one place, and in 60 days people that were crippled from fibromyalgia could walk, MS victims were walking out of wheelchairs, people that were legally blind, because Dr. Rayford said, who testified before Congress, if vision is in the wet stage, it will return if you can warn them in time. So people that were blind could see, and they were waking up from problems they'd been going to doctors for years from, and we saw it on a scale here in Atlanta. Can you imagine if they banned it all over the world and people everywhere woke up from all these horrible, painful, and deadly problems that they have? And that's the reason that there is so much opposition, and why PR agencies and people, they just keep putting out articles, don't believe it, don't believe it, it's safe. And, you know, they'll do anything. Searle actually sued the FDA also to try to get it on the market. That's in the congressional record. So it's, you know, that is the opposition that we have. We have to fight the media that's, the, you know, the mainstream media that's willing to put it out and syndicate it. And we have to fight the places, you know, like MIT that have people that have sold out, and they put out all this false information. We have, you know, the great CDC here that did the most, one of the most damning investigations ever done, that we have on Doorway, showing cardiac arrest and liver problems, mood alterations, seizures, and death, and then put a phony summary on it saying that there were only mild findings. So, you know, there is so much to fight, and the professional organizations that the manufacturer pays to put out all this false propaganda.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you go to the medical meetings, you get your free Diet Pepsis.
And of course, right.
The trouble is that the CDC is infiltrated by people who hate humanity. That's why here in the United States, we have over 500,000 people have died of AIDS, and why I wrote a book called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. We knew how to stop it, and the CDC did everything to block the implementation of the standard and effective public health measures that have been used with all other sexually transmitted diseases to stop the spread of AIDS. And I went to their CDC, I talked to the turkeys there, and believe me, some of them knew exactly what they were doing, and they understand this whole gamut of what they're doing with the fluoride, what they're doing with the mercury, what they're doing with the aspartame, what they're doing with the aluminum and the vaccines, to the point where, you know, intelligent people say, gee, you know, these are all safe and effective, you know, there's never been a problem, look how healthy our kids are. And you point out that 1 in 6 children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, 1 in 150 has blatant autism, and their eyes sort of glass over because they've been lied to so many times by the people they trust. They, from the government, they must be there to help.
Yeah, it is so bad, Dr. Stan, that somebody actually wrote an article saying don't breed. In other words, that birth defects were at such a high percentage. And, of course, it's from aspartame, and you're talking about mercury and things like this. And aspartame is a chelating agent, so it's going to chelate the aluminum from the can and the fluoride. And Dr. Blaylock has even written an article on Doorway on the interaction of fluoride and aspartame and RBGH and MSG. And there has been a study in Liverpool showing the interaction in the combining of additives, because they're not really additives. You know, they're drugs. If anybody literally wanted to know what aspartame or NutraSweet is, it's masquerading as an additive, but it is in reality an addictive, excito-neurotoxic carcinogenic drug.
And actually, then, there is an interaction then between aspartame and these other products. You mentioned RBHG, and I'm sure our listeners don't know what that is. But that would be the recombinant bovine growth hormone, is that right?
Yes, and just to explain it kind of simply, you know, they made a movie on it with Julie Roberts called Just Like Trouble or something like that. It was actually a true story of it, that they had found out it caused cancer. But the reason, and I help many times to warn people, because, you see, it has, mother's milk has the insulin growth factor, just like a calf does, and Jehovah God put it there for a purpose. It's because a baby nurses at its mother's breast has to double its size, and it causes large cell replication. Well, then, when an adult drinks milk, large cell replication, you know, equals cancer. And then here comes Monsanto and genetically engineers and increases the insulin growth factor so that it is the regulation of cancer. And so if people had a strong immune system and had nodules of cancer in their body, it could metastasize it all over their body. So it's really serious. And people in the FDA actually wrote their congressman and exposed, as somebody came there to oversee the approval and to get it on the market, because they knew that it could never be improved.
And ladies and gentlemen, the majority of the milk in the United States is made with these recombinant bovine growth hormone, right? And certainly dairies have wanted to put it on their boxes and say, look, we don't have any recombinant bovine growth hormone in our milk. And the FDA won't put them there. And they said, why, people think there was something wrong with this hormone, you know, if you put it on there. And of course there's something wrong with the hormone. It increases the incidence of cancer. And they
know
that.
Yeah, I read that Monsanto doesn't even want it to be against the law to label it, to let people know that it's in there or that it's free of that. And that is, you know, we have freedom of speech here, where we're supposed to here in this country. And how they can get away with doing that sort of thing and suing people because they want to tell people that their product is free of it. I mean, they have to pay off people at high places to get away with such a thing.
And I'm sure they do, but we're dealing with another agenda. And until people understand, there really is a population control agenda. There really are people in key places who believe there are too many people in the world and they want to get rid of most of them. Until you understand this is not imaginary, it's real, you can't understand so many of the things going on. And for years I puzzled over, why are they blocking the use of effective public health measures to stop the spread of AIDS? It just didn't make any sense. And I'll have to admit, Dr. Lorraine Day kept telling me, don't you understand it's population control, Stan, at all? I didn't want to believe it. I just didn't want to believe it. Well, of course, now I'm a believer, when we're talking about aspartame, we're talking about one of the various tentacles of this octopus, about strangling the very heart out of so many of our young people and our older people, and we wonder why Alzheimer's disease is increasing and why, of course, autism and the neurobehavioral disorders in our children are increasing, and why we're having so much increase in diabetes in our youth and in our adults. And of course, doesn't aspartame actually promote diabetes?
Yes, it actually precipitates diabetes. It simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve. The methanol causes diabetics to lose their limbs, and it interacts with insulin. So basically, if you wonder why we have an epidemic of diabetes, aspartame is it. I mean, if you want to kill a diabetic, there's nothing that's going to kill them faster than aspartame, as far as I'm concerned. And for your listeners to understand that this is an absolute poison, consider that it was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress. And that's in the prestigious Ecologist, which we have on WNHO, cover story about Rumsfeld 17 pages explaining that it started off as a biochemical warfare weapon.
And so
it was made to be a poison.
And I believe it's being used as a biochemical warfare agent.
Exactly.
But not against the enemy, unless you consider the American people are the enemy.
Right.
And I really believe there are people who want to destroy this country, and we're sending our boys overseas not to win the war there, but to be destroyed. They're destroying the army. The military is furious with what's going on. They want to pull out. They know we're destroying our army. They just don't understand. Nobody's explaining to them that the people in charge hate America because they, of course, have a different agenda. Well, Betty, you've got about a minute to wrap up the program. What's the message you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, I want people to help, you know, and spread the word. The Idaho Observer puts out 24-page booklets you can give your family and friends. There's all kinds of articles on our website you can print out and give to your doctor and to your family, and you can get on the list and, you know, help, because everybody can save a life a day if they will get involved.
Amen to that. And Betty our guest is Betty Martinez. She is always available to come on. She's dedicated. Are you as dedicated as she is? What are you doing to try to help to save the lives of children? Bye-bye. God bless, Betty. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any...
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you've worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Now, we do have a great deal of information on aspartame. We have 2 4-tape sets. We have a video called Sweet Misery. These are actually DVDs. Called Sweet Misery and another one called Sweet Remedy. And if you're only going to get one, get the Sweet Remedy one. They're both excellent, and they are different, but they're put out by the same person. But if you're only going to get one, get the Sweet Remedy. And then, of course, we carry Dr. Roberts' big book. I mean, it's almost 1,000 pages on aspartame, the forgotten epidemic. And then we carry a smaller book by Dr. Roberts. And then we carry Dr. Blaylock's wonderful book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. So here you've got DVDs, and you've got you've got tape sets, you've got the material there. Now, if you want to get into some other things, we've got some great book by Neil Miller on vaccines, and we recommend that, and another book he's written on vaccines and autism. And there's no question at all that there's a relationship between autism and the mercury. They're concealing that. Why? Because they don't want those children to be treated. They don't want them to get well. Because after all, if they got well, why, they would not have the severe mental problems. They would not destroy the families. And they might turn out to be normal kids, and there really are people who hate children. If you want to understand the true story of thimerosal, why, we have a great DVD. It's called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. That's Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. It's by Dr. Ayub. And if you get that from us, why, you'll get a CD at no additional charge. You've got literally thousands of pages of documents on that CD-ROM you can put on your computer. So that's the Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. You can actually see the video up on Google if you type in Ayub, A-Y-O-U-B, video, and we posted it up there, but we hope you'll get it from us and get all the documentation. And then, of course, we have DVD entitled, and incidentally, we have a DVD entitled Thimerosal. We have another one called The Smoking Tooth, and we've got a couple of 4-tape sets on mercury, and we've got a 4-tape set on autism. And you need to get the information. You need to understand what they're doing to the children out there. Do you really care? I think most of you people do, and I'll tell you, this is such a wonderful issue because we can get people to realize the evil we're up against and understand the population control agenda. Then their eyes are going to open. Now, if you order anything today and you ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph, we'll send that free of charge. You go to my website at RadioLiberty.com. That's www.radioliberty.com. You can pull it down there free of charge. We hope you'll listen to our website. You can listen to our programs there 3 hours a day, live or certainly archived or on MP3. And then, of course, we're also on the American Freedom Network in the morning. And we're on this network the hour before during this hour, and then Radio Liberty the next hour, as well as GCN Live. Help us get the truth out across America. Pray for America, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Black mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, this afternoon we have with us Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who was taught at the university level, was in the Department of Education during the Reagan years, testified before Congress, and certainly one of the finest writers that I've come in contact with. And he writes a weekly column. You'll find it at newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. But right now, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, thank you very much for being with us, Dennis.
Thanks for having me.
All right, what are we going to cover this afternoon?
Well, I thought the latest subject that I have on News with Views was just posted recently.
All right, what is that?
It's Mark Tucker's new, I put that in quotes, education plan.
All right, fine. Maybe you ought to tell our listeners just a little bit about who Mark Tucker is and why he is important.
Okay. Well, let me back up just a bit, because if I'm going to get into his background, it's probably going to be helpful for your listeners if I go into the sort of background that I think they're familiar with, my position on the global power elite and what they're up to. So I'm going to start the story even before this article then. So when your listeners go to see the article, they won't see the first part of what I'm going to say, but it'll be helpful. Since, as you said, the background of these people is important. Back in the, I'll try and whiz through this, but it's sort of important. Back in the 1950s, the Ford Foundation had just geared up, and they, like the Rockefeller Foundation and other Carnegie Foundation and others, were trying to impact society in a particular direction, primarily for the power elite domestically and in foreign affairs. And so they carved out niches for themselves. Originally, Carnegie carved out education, but then others got into it, and they sort of crossed lines and so forth. But the Ford Foundation picked a fellow back in the 50s, a young fellow named James B. Hunt, and he's from the state that I live in, North Carolina. And they sent him over to Nepal and, you know, opened doors for him and so on. In the late 50s, as he was a student, and he went to law school, and so on. The way it works is, originally in the early 50s, the future chancellor of North Carolina State University, John Caldwell, was a Ford fellow, and a globalist. And what happened is he selects, they look for people, in the future, whether it's the Rockefellers or whatever, they look for people at the young age that they can groom and open doors and help to rise to power in key positions. And so Caldwell in the early 50s was a Ford fellow, and later on he pushes, promotes, recommends this young fellow in the late 50s who actually becomes a Ford Foundation fellow in the early 60s, James Hunt. He comes back, goes to law school, is the darling of a particular political party, doesn't matter which one, but a particular political party, and he becomes lieutenant governor and is promoted and doors are opened and so on. And facilitated. Now, after the break, I'll tell you how the facilitation works.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And there really are these forces at work behind the scenes. The Ford Foundation was busy financing communism and Nazism before the World War II. Henry Ford was deeply involved with the occult. And when you understand that, then so much of what's going on really makes sense. I mean, the Fords justified supporting the Nazis because they were anti-communist, and supporting the communists because they were anti-Nazi. And you see, nothing as it appears to be, not unless you understand the occult connection to this whole thing. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy is telling us Dr. Dennis Cuddy is our guest this afternoon. He's telling us about the gentleman who, of course, is a key position. Was his name James Hunt? Is he the governor of the state there?
He would become that.
All right, fine. And so go ahead, tell the story.
Okay, well, Caldwell's a Ford Foundation fellow in the early 50s, and they promote this other fellow in the late 50s who becomes a Ford Foundation fellow in the early 60s. He then goes to law school and comes out of it, and he is being groomed by the power elite. The name Burt Bennett probably means absolutely nothing to your listeners and most people in the U.S., but Bennett was the groomer, I guess you'd call it, for this region. He was the shale oil distributor for the area, sort of behind the scenes, sort of a Colonel House, John J. McCloy type for this region. But the impact is far more than that. He was with the power elite. And there was a quote, for example, by Hubert Humphrey, who was vice president in the 60s at the time. And Humphrey said this fellow, Burt Bennett, who lives in a small town in the middle of the state, was, quote, the Lord God Almighty of politics, end quote. Not just, you know, of North Carolina, not just of the East, whatever, but the Lord God Almighty of politics, period. But you've never heard of him. That's the way these people are, the behind-the-scenes types. And so he groomed him and Senator Terry Sanford from the state, and without his okay, you didn't get anywhere, and so on. So this young fellow becomes Lieutenant Governor James Hunt in the early 70s, and by the late 70s, he's now become governor. And what happens is the power elite, of course, is directing things, and they have a person named Dr. Ursula Anderson come down from Washington from an HEW, and what they want to do is set up a child health plan model for the whole nation, and Hunt will be their go-to fellow for this, the model. And it establishes what are called health care homes. We know them by other names today, but it's sort of the original plan that would become Hillary's health model in 1993 when she comes in with her task force. So anyway, a lot of people caught on to him and what they were up to and objected. So he backs off, but you know, the power elite doesn't give up. And so by the early 80s, he's writing an article for Phi Delta Kappa saying, basically, let's look at education and the economy. He goes up to David Hamburg with Carnegie up in New York and says, look, this is what we should do. Hamburg has the National Center for Education and the Economy established under Mark Tucker as the president. When Tucker leaves the education department, just as I'm coming in, Tucker is leaving.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. All right, Dr. Stan. Well, anyway, they've created an organization, the National Something for the Economy, and, of course, that is to be headed, set up by the Carnegie Group, and, of course, is to be headed by a man named Mark Tucker. And, of course, this is when Dr. Cuddy is there at the Department of Education under the Reagan administration. So Mark Tucker is going to head this this Carnegie Finance Organization for Education. Pick the story up there, please.
Right. And so as the Reagan people come in and they boot out Mark Tucker and his friends there and I come in, they, of course, don't let people just sit idly by. So they established, because of Hunt's persuasion to David Hamburg, head of Carnegie, for this National Center on Education and the Economy. They didn't get what they wanted through health or children's health, so they were switching game plans temporarily. And so they established this center. And to show how these things work, George H.W. Bush is vice president under Reagan. Okay, Reagan finishes his term in 88, and George H.W. Bush becomes a president. Well, who does George H.W. Bush put in charge of a task force for education for the governors? Bill Clinton, of all people. Why? You know, a small state in the South, Bill Clinton, why do that? But anyway, they meet at Williamsburg, and they develop, with Mark Tucker and his bunch, assistance, was called the National Education Goals. And on this National Center for Education and Economy are some key players. Of course, Hillary Clinton is a board member. James B. Hunt would be vice chairman, didn't want to be chairman. Mario Cuomo's on it. David Rockefeller Jr. is on that board. And so we come into through the period of the National Education Goals and America 2000, that's George H.W. Bush's plan based on these goals, which Clinton and all of these and the Mark Tucker types developed. And so now George H.W. Bush loses, and we've been through that before. It's like the election of 1912. You had to have a Democrat in to persuade enough Democrats in Congress to vote for NAFTA, things like that. So now Clinton's in. And just as Bill Clinton's elected early in November, Mark Tucker writes a letter, the infamous Dear Hillary letter is what it's known as. And basically it says, this is great. I'm in David Rockefeller Jr.'s office. We're celebrating because this gives us a chance to put into place the quote that I give here is the chance to implement their plan to integrate education into a national system of human resource development from cradle to grave, the same system for everyone. Mark Tucker is in love with the East Europeans, the communists. He says they do a far better job of human resource development than we do, and he's developing this model. Uh-huh. And Hillary is basically going to facilitate this, although, remember, health is a key component. So on the one hand, you have Hillary with her health task force, and about half of that through a Freedom of Information was finally dug up. There were with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. About 2,000 people, 1,000 of them were connected with Robert Wood Johnson. And basically Milton Friedman says it was a socialist idea, a socialist plan for a socialist health care plan in America. Well, heading up at this time, again, you don't sit around idly under the parley. James B. Hunt becomes the head of the task force of Robert Wood Johnson to implement mental health services for youth. And it literally goes out to Kentucky, and as an attorney out there, Kent Masterson Brown said he bought legislation. The attorney, Kent Masterson Brown, said if the chairman of GM tried to do this, he'd wind up in jail. But he's out there, and he's basically saying, okay, here's some money, and here's the legislation we want, and you people in Kentucky do it, because this is what we want to do in terms of mental health. So they're on two fronts now, the old health front, mental health services for youth, as well as this education front under Bill Clinton. And he just adapts, doesn't completely change George H.W. Bush's America 2000 to his Goals 2000, which, along with School to Work, give us this major shift in education for the 90s. So I know that's about, 12 minutes of background, but I think it's important to show who this fellow is and that he's not just some isolated person doing his thing. Okay, so now we're into the period where Hillary Clinton is in her husband's presidency, has this health care task force, and then she will follow that up, jumping to the present, in her own bid for the presidency in March 17th of this year, 2007, in Houston, saying that she wants not only to provide health care for all Americans, see, she's right back where she was in 1993, but she also announces that as president she would create a universal pre-kindergarten program. And once again, that doesn't come from, nowhere. James Hunt, 30 years ago, when he was becoming governor, wanted kindergarten, pre-kindergarten, down to the age of two, because they knew back then, and that's one reason they had that child health plan for raising a new generation, they called it, that you have to get youngsters early on to shape their values. Okay, so in other words, this universal pre-kindergarten program, would be working toward the cradle, I remember that term, cradle end of their plan, referred to in that Mark Tucker, November 11, 1992 letter. It also would be in line with, and the topic of my article this time is Mark Tucker's new education plan. It would also be in line with his new plan now called Tough Choices or Tough Times. And that calls for putting all four-year-olds and all low-income three-year-olds into universal public preschool. Now remember, this is all. This isn't, a voluntary thing. You go. Okay. Now, this is advertised by Tucker as something really new, but because I'm familiar with this fellow and what they're up to, I say this really isn't all that new. More than 7 months before that November 92 letter to Hillary, what happened was she, Hillary, and a Rhodes Scholar, there's always a Rhodes Scholar in this, just like her husband, a Rhodes Scholar named Ira Magaziner, authored something called, titled, quote, Will America Choose High Skills or Low Wages? That's in a prominent education journal called Educational Leadership, March of 1992. Your listeners can look it up. It's fairly long. It's fairly detailed. It's what you can expect now. And it recommended that, quote, a new educational performance standard should be set for all students to be met at or about age 16, end quote. Now, this reference to age 16 is perhaps from where Mark Tucker's supposedly new Tough Choices or Tough Times got its call for 10th graders who fail a board exam. They'll all take a board exam. If they fail, it will require them to leave high school for vocational training. That's the European model. The German, the East German, he loves those people over there. Their model that if you can't cut it at age 10, you go into vocational school. Okay, now this article that Clinton and Magazine are authored back in 92, before the election of 92, also stated that, one, the new performance standard should be benchmarked to the highest in the world. This is where you get into your international globalist standards. And they also said, too, number two, that students passing a series of assessments, remember, that's not a test, an assessment's more than a test, assessments incorporating the new standards would be awarded a certificate qualifying them to get work, enter a college prep program, and so on. Now, if you combine one and two, this new performance standard to the highest in the world, and you're going to get this certificate. Originally, it was called a certificate of initial mastery. If you link those one and two, what you basically have then are internationally recognized skills, especially for those 16-year-olds who are now going to go to vocational school. Okay, now how does that fit into the larger plan? Well, right after that, and right about just 2 years into the presidency of President Clinton, he negotiated, signed with the European Union, what was called the New Transatlantic Agenda. This was in 1995. And its purpose was, quote, addressing the challenges and opportunities of global integration, end quote, including the, quote, portability of students' academic credits, end quote. Okay. Now, if you go, remember those terms, portability of academic credits, global integration. 2 years later, in October of 97, there was a report issued, Tavistock, and we've mentioned them before, and another outfit in Manchester over in England, issued this report indicating that global skill standards and portable credentials would be, quote, benchmarked to international standards, a high degree of integration, embedding skills within the broader context of economic and social activity, and specifically within local and regional economic development, end quote. Now, this will all make sense in a minute why I'm talking about this. This latter report provision, 97 Tavistock, whom we've mentioned before, fits with Tucker's call in the supposedly new plan, Tough Choices or Tough Times, his call for federal legislation that for the states, quote, to create regional economic development authorities, and, quote, to develop goals and strategies for their regions, there's that term again, and coordinate the work of the region's educational and training institutions to make sure that each region's workers develop the skills and knowledge needed to be successful in that labor market, end quote. So if you look at those key words in there, it's talking about regions, for example. Well, why are they talking about regions? Well, it's because with greater population mobility, the power elite wants to develop a regional mindset among people. Your listeners will recall we've talked about their strategy for linking regional arrangements together. They want to develop a regional mindset among the people, and we can pick up after the break.
All right, Fi. Well, I think it's important that what we're really talking about is centralized planning. A group of elitists know what's best for your children, who want to control them from the cradle to the grave. That's why they want to get them really into the preschool, which doesn't do any good other than to get them out and away from the influence of the parent.
Right.
Because, of course, they want to indoctrinate them. These ideas go back to Plato, where, of course, you have a ruling elite. You have, of course, all men subject to the state. You destroy the family, and all children belong to the state. That's just what these people plan, because they have a different vision of the world. Well, you picked the story up there, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay. Now remember what I mentioned about...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Basically, we're talking about a fascist government where everything is planned for your children from generation to generation. Their loyalty is not to America. They deal in regions. They don't talk about America, but they talk about regions. And, of course, the whole idea is to do away with national sovereignty, to do away with freedom. Everything is being regulated by the elite. And you say that could never happen. Well, of course, the trouble is that people in America don't understand that we have over 715 bases throughout the world. We have troops stationed in 133 nations, and we are maintaining dictatorships in most of those nations. And those are the nominal democracies. Why, of course, both parties are controlled by the same people. The purpose behind everything going on is to bring about a world government, a world religion, and a world leader. This is the major driving force, and education is so important. We can't have people having ideas of nationalism or loyalty to God or family or country. That's all got to be altered. And so they're playing games with the minds of the children. And Dr. Kennedy's stressing the importance of regionalism. These children are all going to get this. If they have been chosen now to go into a trade, they'll get a skill certificate, and it'll be portable so that they will be able to go anywhere in the world and work. We will no longer have Americans. We will have people from China coming to America and people from America going to China. And, of course, you'll probably be getting better wages over there than you will here, because the plan is to impoverish the American people and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. That's what this is really going on today. But we can't tell the American people that. They wouldn't understand that there are people so much smarter than we are who have a plan for our lives. So pick the story up there, Dr. Cuddy.
You mentioned control by the same people, and I probably mentioned before, one of the leading American communists in the 30s was Bella Dodd. She sort of, you know, had a traditional beginning, and then she drifted into communism as an idealist. And later on in the 40s, just before she reconverted and left communism in the early 50s, she I think her autobiography is School of Darkness. I'm not real sure. Something like that title. But anyway, in there she's explaining how in the 40s she was really surprised as this rising star in the Communist Party. She was allowed to meet some of the prominent people who were backing them. And she said one of the things that really amazed her was that the people, the prominent people who were backing her and the communists were the same ones who were backing the fascist and Nazi types. She said, gee, you know, I can't figure this out. How come they're doing this? And, of course, as you said, Dr. Stan, all of these people are interested in the dialectical process where you have both the left and the right, and it's a manipulation. You don't care about Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative. It's all a power play using this dialectical process. So you'll fund the Nazis and you'll fund the communists. It doesn't matter. John J. McCloy is sitting in Hitler's box in the 1936 Olympics, and lo and behold, out goes Hitler, and up comes the Soviet Union and Khrushchev, and so there's John J. McCloy grinning with Khrushchev at his Black Sea Dachau, with wearing Khrushchev swimming trunks, and they're having a good old time. So it really doesn't matter to these people. McCloy was the chairman of the CFR from 1953 to 70, but even before then, he was. I remember a statement back in the 40s. I think it may have been Henry Stimson, the Skull and Bones member who initiated George H.W. Bush into that. I think he said, I know the quote's accurate, I'm not sure about whether it was Stimson, he says, nobody does anything in Washington without having a little talk with John J. McCloy, end quote. Because he's the front man for these powerful forces at work and controlling things. So anyway, basically through this educational plan, it's very similar to the Nazis in the 30s had what's called an Arbeitsbuch. You used to carry your papers around, and among your papers was your skills, what you knew how to do, what had been credentialed. And, of course, now the idea is to have it on this little microchip that Tavistock's developed, this little smart card. And, you know, all the kids will have it, the American high school students, everybody. And so later on, with the rise of the communist Chinese, of course, the other side of the dialectic, they did the same thing. They have a Dangan, D-A-N-G-A-N. It's a little, you know, booklet. Your record as to what your worth is to the society, to the community, to the commune, your value. And that's why you're a human resource. You're not a personnel. Personnel means person. Human resource, resources, you know, coal, timber, they're to be managed. That's the future. You know, workers of the world will all be a bunch of little worker bees, and there'll be no middle class around.
And, of course, what is that term they use so often today, the Department of Human Resources?
Right.
People have to understand that the elite have a different attitude towards human beings because they don't believe in the God of the universe. Well, Dr. Cuddy, you go ahead and pick this story up there.
Okay, so once the populations get to think in regional terms, you know, I have my future at stake, not so much in the state of Washington or Montana, but in this Pacific Northwest region, then you can have a region of the North American Union, U.S., Canada, and Mexico. People are thinking in those terms. And then, of course, the Paralese plan is to link all of these regional arrangements up into the world government. You'd link the U.S., you know, this region with Europe. They're already doing that, the new transatlantic agenda. Most people are oblivious to it, but we've agreed, you know, to all this. In fact, one of the quotes I didn't put, but I have in the past, is this didn't just involve education and skills. It involved health care systems. I mean, the whole thing's going to be linked all up. This agreed to, you know, 12 years ago this is going on, and people are oblivious to it. ABC, NBC, CBS, they don't tell you about this stuff. But it's already happening. So, anyway, once you have the European Union and the North American Union linked, and ASEAN and the African Union, and they're, you know, coercing Israel and them in the Middle East through this, you know, chaos over there, so it wears them down, to accept a Middle Eastern, they may call it, you know, agreement or union or whatever it is, but it'll be some sort of regional arrangement, and then they'll link them all up and say, you know, golly, these have to be managed by a world government. We just can't have everybody doing willy-nilly and fighting each other and so on. And as you said, the spiritual forces, because religion's a big part of that. That's why you have to give a whack to what are called fundamentalists. Doesn't matter whether they're fundamentalist Christians, fundamentalist Jews, fundamentalist Islam. They're portrayed, you know, as extremists, not wanting to get along, causing difficulties, wars, you know, mistreating their children, you know, whatever you can do. So this, through the Delphi technique, you push them and isolate them out, and then the other people, the majority, at the time, who have been co-opted, start passing legislation to, you know, limit their abilities and rights, and, you know, Homeland Security and the Patriot Act and you name it. So, anyway, what you do, that's the plan for the world government. Now, back to Tucker's supposed new plan. In his plan, career education, you know, if you don't pass the assessments here at age 16, you go into career. And don't put that down. I mean, if you're listening to this show and you say, well, my youngster is, college bound and so on, you got to understand something. Your youngster might be, but something like three-fourths of the people who start school in this country, you know, age six or five, they do not get a four-year college degree. They do not. 75% of the people in this country do not get a four-year college degree.
Yeah, hold that thought. I'll just be back in just a moment. The other thing is that basically, it won't be your choice at all. It'll be the school's choice. They will determine the future of your child, not the parent. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Dennis Cuddy is our guest. And at this point, I just want to mention that, Cindy, we carry a number of things that Dr. Cuddy has written. We do carry his book on mental health screening, his book on the road to socialism, his book Cover Up, his book on the which deals with the timeline for the New World Order in education. And certainly he's a very, very prolific writer. Dr. Cuddy has had a personal tragedy in the family, a medical tragedy, and certainly we are doing everything we can to support him. If any of you would like to help him, why, you can certainly contact us here at Radio Liberty. And we and the staff and I have certainly wanted to help him because the tremendous expenses have come up. And Dr. Kennedy's been selfless for many years. During the research that has helped so many people across America understand that there are forces working behind the scenes that you're never going to hear talked about by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Bill O'Reilly, because these people are very well paid not to reveal what's going on, but to conceal what's going on from the American people. Well, Dr. Cuddy is just the opposite. He's written extensively, and as a result of that, why, they have certainly targeted him and made it very, very difficult for him to get back into the university where he really belongs. So if you'd be interested in helping, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, or you can certainly write to us at Radio at the Post Office Box 999 in SoCal, California 95073. And if you can help him, I know he'll appreciate it. So go ahead, Dr. Cuddy, continue with the story.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Stan. The last thing that you had mentioned about this plan that they have is that it's not your child's choice, and that's important. I want to pick up on that. In case your listeners think this is all speculation, if they would call Radio Liberty and get that 200-year chronology I've done, it has a 3,000-item index, so you can look up whatever you want in there. You'll find among the things there is something called Frames of Mind by Howard Gardner, leading education person, outcome-based education, a prominent individual in that field. And if you look at that book, it's a rather thick book, but go to the last couple of pages, and he really says what you just said. He says if your child has interest in particular abilities in one area, but the society needs them in another area, then the child should be pushed into that other area. And that's what you find. You'll have these workforce development boards probably in your own community, wherever you are, Monterey, San Francisco, Oklahoma, doesn't matter, that are connected with education. What they do is they promote certain fields, generally to promote the industry, and that particular, as Tucker says, labor market. Okay. Now, what you have to understand, though, is in general, you have pretty much across the board youngsters are interested in various fields, wherever they are. Some want to be doctors, some want to be electricians, plumbers, and so on. But what they're doing is different. It's gearing it towards a particular labor market. For example, there's a number of these, but there was a girl in Las Vegas, and they had one of these plans, career education plans linked up with economic development. They would have like workforce development committees in the region. And what would happen is the girl wanted to be a veterinarian, but the counselor at the school said, no, we need more bartenders here. It's in Las Vegas. So they were pushing her in that direction. So oftentimes you'll find this happening, and they'll say, well, you may want to be a veterinarian, but I got to tell you that, there are only so many slots in the University of, Las Vegas or Nevada School in their field, and, you better think about bartending or whatever. And so there's this big push in that area, and you'll find that quote from Frames of Mind by Howard Gardner in that 200-year education chronology that Radio Liberty offers. He also has another one called Open Minds, where he's talking about his great love for the communist Chinese system. He just loves them. Okay, so back to Tucker and his plan. In Tucker's plan, what you find are the elements that have been, they're not new at all. They've been around. It's simply anticipating the election, probably of Hillary Clinton in late 2008. Now, oftentimes your listeners say, well, it's one thing to talk about this stuff, but what do we do? And so resistance to this plan, I believe, has to begin at the grassroots. You're not going to be able to count on your local, congressmen or officials or city council and so forth. It's going to have to rise from the bottom, from the grassroots. And one of the things that you'll find that the grassroots is interested in, most parents are interested in local control of schools. They really want that. And so what you do is you get this supposedly new plan, Tough Choices or Tough Times, and you show them in there that what Mark Tucker wants is a demotion of locally elected school boards. He would turn them in his plan into simply a hiring mechanism and overseeing of contractors who will run the schools. These contractors will actually run the schools, not the locally elected school board. Secondly, in Tucker's plan, career education is supposed to be integrated into elementary and secondary education. All right, now, when you go to school and you hear the counselors and others talk about career education, and boy, are we going to help you. We're not just going to teach your child shop, how to fix an automobile or, be a carpenter. We're going to do more than that. We're going to integrate your child's math and English into that field. And won't that be wonderful? And you're sitting there nodding your head, yeah, sounds good to me. Now my child will learn this the relevancy of math to, plumbing or whatever. All right, but what you need to do is stop and think about that. A lot of youngsters, between the time they're selecting this career, which often happens around the 7th or 8th grade, they get them young. They don't want you to just choose something in your senior year. They change. They change interests. I mean, people change interests in college. They'll start out in math and then go to some other field. So especially youngsters in middle school, they may, think at that time they want to be a ball player or something. The point is, oftentimes they will change their interests from the time they're 13 to the time they're 16. They'll want to go do something else. And so the problem is, if you start integrating math and English into this particular career path, like we're going to teach you your math in terms of how a plumber would apply math and so on, then the question is, well, what happens when they change? Is all that stuff irrelevant? Now they want to be a hospital worker or something. What did all that integrated mathematical plumbing examples do to help that? Nothing. And so don't be persuaded by this term, we're going to integrate this child's career choice into all of his subjects. Okay, the next thing, thirdly, Tucker's plan, if you look at his executive summary, and you can find this online, the title is Tough Choices or Tough Times, and you just look at the executive summary, it says there that American children need to have this plan. We really have to implement that so that we can compete in the world economy. Once again, sounds good, right? We got all NAFTA and GATT and so on, and we have to compete and have these high international standards. We have to compete with those workers overseas and X, Y, and Z and so forth. Right, the problem with that is it's very, very misleading. Because what's going on now is not we're competing against these geniuses in Japan or somewhere. What's happening is an arbitrage of labor. I've mentioned that, and I won't belabor it. But it's an arbitrage of labor. We're really competing against ourselves is what it is. What they're doing is taking American money, American know-how, American technology, and they're sending that overseas, so the American worker here is competing against that overseas using cheaper labor. The whole key is cheap labor. They found out years ago that you can only get so much productivity out of a person. Let's say an American worker, I make 30 widgets an hour, now I'm up to 40 widgets, and now I'm up to 50. They can only do so much of that. So they determined that profits would really come by, not in terms of productivity, but in terms of cheaper labor. The cheaper, the better. And so the problem with this, well, we have to, have these skills so that we can compete in the world economy, is if you think about it, there's no way we're going to be able to compete, using that example of, let's say, 50 widgets an hour. Let's say an American worker becomes really proficient, really skilled, all kinds of education knowledge, and now they can produce 50 widgets an hour. The question is, so what? Even if he can get up to 50 widgets an hour, what will happen is, if you have, let's say, a worker in Bangladesh who only produces 25 widgets an hour, but he's working for less than half of the American's wages, they're still going to go overseas. They're not going to choose an American worker just because they can produce 50 widgets an hour when they can hire for, let's say, 75% less of the American's wages. A worker in Bangladesh, you can produce 25 widgets an hour. They're still going to get more for their money. So it's very misleading, this idea of we're going to, educate our youth to compete with those workers overseas. Because now the ball game is wages, cheap wages. Sure, there's innovations and, skills and new technology. But most of the expenditure is going to be on wages. And that's where the competition is really.
I just want to make a little comment here. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal last week where a professor at Princeton named Blinder, Alan S. Blinder, who had been a vice chairman of the Federal Reserve System, presidential advisor, and certainly an internationally known globalist pushing this. And he sat down one day and started to evaluate the job situation in the United States. And he suddenly came to the horrifying conclusion that we were going to lose, because of globalization, between 30 and 56 million jobs. These could all be done just as well overseas. We only have 20 million manufacturing jobs left. We only have 20 million manufacturing jobs. And he came to the conclusion we're going to lose about 40 million jobs. They can be done just as well in Bangladesh or China. They can do the engineering over there. They can do the planning. They can do the architecture. They can do the mathematics. They can do the law work. They can do a lot of the medical reading of things. And he suddenly began to wonder, where are we going to find jobs for this 40 to a million, or maybe as even as 56 million Americans who are going to suddenly be plunged out of jobs? And he's writing about this. Anybody who'd like to see the article would be glad to send a copy, which we pulled out off the internet. We think it's vitally important for our listeners to read what Professor Blinder said after he took the blinders off and suddenly began to realize what we have wrought. But go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
Okay, there's really two different things going on then. What he's talking about is, in generalization, your sort of high-tech jobs that now skilled people in India and other places can do, and there's no way we're going to compete with that, and we're going to lose those manufacturing jobs. Most jobs in the world are not high-tech jobs, though. They keep advertising, yeah, those service industry jobs and low-skill will go elsewhere, but we'll get all this money from our high-tech jobs. Well, that's what he's talking about. We're still going to be backwards because we're not able to compete with the Japanese and others in terms of high-tech. But most of the jobs are low-skill jobs, and that's where wages is going to be the key. And even if we become very productive and skilled at our low-tech, low-wage jobs, as long as the wages they're offering in Bangladesh or wherever are below the proportion of increase in production, I know I'm sounding, let me go back just to the mathematics. If you have an American worker so skilled that he can produce 50 widgets an hour, and over in Bangladesh they're less skilled and only produce half of that, it doesn't matter if the wages of the person in Bangladesh are less than half of the Americans. We still come out on the short end. So those are the two things going on. We lose at the high-tech end because people in India and so forth are just as good, and we lose at the low-tech end where the massive amount of jobs really are. Okay. Now, if you point out those flaws, I gave basically three, in Tucker's plan, it just might be that the American people will stop eating their pizzas long enough to reject this thing, and it's important because they're anticipating the election of 2008 and the new presidency in 2009, and this stuff is going to be implemented. You can count on it. Okay, now if the ultimate goal of the power elite, in addition to what they're doing with this plan, is revealed, hopefully the American people will organize also at the grassroots level to resist that, the ultimate plan. And the reason I said before that this will have to be done at the grassroots level is, as I indicated, you can't count on the elected officials. Why? Because Rockefeller and the others have monitored them since they were, 20 years old and groomed them, and they're beholden to them. They're not going to change because they know that if they do not fulfill what the power elite wants, the power elite will just get somebody else who will do their bidding. And if you think that this, okay, so there's a prominent Rockefeller, okay, so there's a few politicians who are in their pockets and so on, but surely this whole concept will not be accepted by the large majority of Americans. Well, just remember, and I mentioned this in a previous column about the Earth Charter, in June of 2001, June 25, 2001, the U.S. Conference of Mayors, that means your mayor, wherever you are, Los Angeles, Tupelo, Mississippi, wherever, passed a resolution stating that the conference, quote, endorses the Earth Charter and commits the organization to the realization of its aim, end quote. That's your mayor, you personally, wherever you are listening to this. And since one of the goals of the Earth Charter is to, quote, promote the equitable distribution of wealth within nations and among nations, end quote, this means whoever your mayor was at that time, they endorse this basically socialist redistribution of wealth concept nationally and globally. And that's what the power elite wants. That's facilitating their ultimate goal of a world socialist government. So if you think this is just some isolated, Rockefeller somewhere, or, a handful of politicians in Congress, think again. Your mayor in 2001 endorsed this. And you need to be concerned. You need to organize at the grassroots level and resist this now or it'll be too late.
I agree with you totally, and of course people need to get the Earth Charter. It's contained within our Sustainable Development Syllabus. It is available up on the Internet. Read the Earth Charter. It is the, Gorbachev and Marie Strong say it is the new Ten Commandments for the world, because after all, the old one is outmoded. We need a new Ten Commandments, and what they're really saying is we need a new God, because they worship a different God, and that's what it's all about. You need to understand there is a master plan. You can read it in the Earth Charter. You can read it elsewhere. But if you can't get it off the Internet, of course, we'll be glad to send you a copy if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest you go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And you pull down Dr. Cuddy's articles over there. And you put them in a loose leaf folder and you read them. And you reread them. And you study them, and you mark them up with a yellow pen, as I do, and you check the documentation, a wonderful source of education, unparalleled anywhere in Christian. Once you understand what he has written there, you don't need a college education at all to understand that there is certainly another force within the world that is intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our country and the freedom of our people, impoverishing the American people, bringing about a world government, a new world religion, and, of course, a coming world leader. Dr. Dennis Kennedy, I really want to thank you for being with us. If you just hang on for a moment, we'll wrap up today's program here at Radio Liberty. But remember, read Dr. Kennedy's material at newswithviews.com. There's a new article up there every week. And it provides the information, the documentation, so that you can discuss intelligently what's going on. Because if you're not concerned now, when would you be? And if not you, who? Well, Dr. Cuddy, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Sure. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
The dollar has lost over 50% of its value in the last 3 years, and it is still falling, while gold has gone up over 60% in the last 3 years. As the dollar continues to fall, you have a well-thought-out plan to preserve the wealth you have worked hard all your life to accumulate? Historically, gold and silver have been real financial security for those who understand the abuses and dangers of paper currencies. Have you considered buying gold and silver, but you don't know how to go about doing it? The gold coin industry has a real problem. It abounds with scam artists. I have written a 26-page paper entitled Gold and How to Avoid the Scams in the Coin Industry. So if you'd like to educate yourself before you buy, give me a call, Cal Grunwald, at my new number, 414-234-8267, and I will send you my paper on the scams in the coin industry at no charge. That's 414-234-8267.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
And we do have his books if you're interested in getting them. And, of course, we're still trying to get his book, Secret Records Revealed, back in print. We need all of his books in print because they would be a wonderful asset for those of you who are trying to understand what's going on. Now, how can we understand that there are people who have a different worldview? Well, certainly let me suggest several things we produce. One of them is my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can also get the DVD or video or even the audio tape or the audio tape, the DVD and or video and the book together as the Brotherhood of Darkness special. You need to get it. You need to study it. if you cannot, and you have access to the Internet, you can go up on the Internet and simply Google in Brotherhood of Darkness video. We post it up there because we're primarily interested in getting you educated. Now, we have a DVD out, and the video will be here in a few days. It's entitled Forbidden Secret. And if you've been studying, following this idea that's being spread across America by a woman named Rhonda Byrne and has been popularized on Oprah Winfrey and on Larry King and by Jim Carrey and by Mr. Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul, they are going to teach you how you can begin to mobilize the universe with your mind, and you can begin, of course, to get everything you ever dreamed of. It's a wonderful thing, but what people do not understand is that they're opening themselves up to demonic possession. My talk was given before I'd ever heard of Rhonda Byrne, called Forbidden Secret. It's almost 2 hours, and we hope that you'll get this DVD and or video and watch it through several times and begin to get the overall perspective, because everything Rhonda says is absolutely true. There is a secret that's been passed down from generation to generation, and from the great Greek philosophers, Plato and Aristotle and Pythagoras, all understood the secret that she's going to teach you. But you do not want to get involved in this, and you want to warn everybody else. At this time in history, suddenly the secret, which has been concealed for 5,000 years, is being brought out. But, of course, they're not telling you the true implications of it. Forbidden Secret, must-watching for everybody in the audience. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. To put things into even more perspective, you need, of course, to get Chris Pinto's excellent DVDs, very professionally done, and that would be The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Riddles in Stone, which is the second in a series of talks of DVDs he's put together, his DVDs Megiddo and Megiddo 1 and Megiddo 2, Chris Pinto's Ministers DVDs. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. You need to get this information. We do have a syllabus that goes with my talk on the Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, if you want to understand what is really going on, why we are going to attack Iran, that's our February newsletter. You should be subscribing to the newsletter. You should certainly be joining the Radio Liberty family, but if you're unable to, you can always pull them down up on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com, www.RadioLiberty.com. Pull down my February newsletter and read it through several times. Check the facts out. Check the documentation. Ask yourself, why would any logical person want to go to war with Iran, and why do the leaders of Iran are doing everything they can to invite an American attack, like President Ahmadinejad in the last 3 days has announced? They now have 3,000 centrifuges working. They're enriching their uranium. Obviously, they're enriching it too, so they can make weapons, because the Russians are providing with the enriched uranium for their nuclear site. Why are they inviting an attack? Why are the Russians supporting them? Why have they provided them with all sorts of military equipment that could simply destroy our fleet in the Persian Gulf? Understand. Get my newsletter. Or we'll be glad to send you one. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and our protection.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm John Russell. General John Tulin, head of U.S. anti-terrorism efforts in South and Southeast Asia, says terrorists in the Philippines are not religious fundamentalists.
Many of these terrorists are really motivated by criminality and gun running and drug trafficking, etc.
Tulin goes on to say Filipino forces have been successful in pushing terrorists.